Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So we got our jobs report that we do on Fridays, and so we'll get into that here in just a little bit. Before we get into that, though, there is our top three stories. So the Dow futures fell ahead of inflation data. Not very happy. The investors not very happy to see that despite rising interest rates and all these other things, what happened with inflation? It went up in January. It's like, really? It's like, that's just, it's shocking, but there you go. So they weren't happy with that. Then what do we got here? China having a little bit of a 180 as it pertains to Ukraine and Russia. Even though they've been giving weapons to Russia, they are now coming out and saying there or encouraging there to be a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and encouraging there to be peace talks to happen as well. So little bit of a about face when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. Then finally, top three stories. A rare Michigan ice storm has hit and has knocked power out for 700,000 residents up there in Michigan. So absolutely bizarre and crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This is, where did this go? All right. So with the jobs report this week, actually looks pretty good. Fewer filings, 15,000 fewer filings this week compared to a week ago. Then, and that's nationwide. Here in Florida, it is only about 791 fewer filings, but I mean that's we're already at our kind of normal level. And then let me just do Alabama too. Yeah, Alabama's down too, 307. When it comes to continued unemployment, though, that's one of the big numbers I always look at to see, like, because continued unemployment is that number growing? If that number's growing, that means our unemployment numbers are growing. It means people are not able to go back and get a job quickly after they were laid off. If the numbers go down, it means they're able to go get a job, or they were able to get a job fairly quickly. So the continued unemployment numbers dropped dramatically, down 26,639 nationwide. Here in Florida, dropped 4,700. A lot of people either came off the unemployment rolls because their benefits expired or they got a new job, and usually that's job. Usually they got a job. And in Alabama, a significant drop as well. 2,700 came off their continued unemployment rolls. And so we're Alabama's down to 4,000 individuals on continued unemployment. Florida is at 32,000. So really, really good jobs report numbers for the second week in a row. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So when we talk about jobs and the economy and inflation and things like that, I saw this report. It actually came out a little bit ago based on a Gallup survey and Gallup data. The poll found that only 35% of Americans say that they are better off than a year ago. The 50% who are worst off is the highest percentage since Gallup began asking the question back in 1976. The only time it was worse was the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. So Americans' finances overall, at least according to their own, you know, surveying, Americans' finances are the worst they've been since the Great Recession, and the second worst overall since they've been asking the question. So here's the interesting thing. These numbers are worse than what the numbers were during the heart of the recession, as far as are you better off than you were a year ago. Then other polling shows that more and more Americans, and we've been kind of covering this in other polls, but this one confirms it, more and more Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and building up more credit card debt. 64% of Americans now saying that they live paycheck to paycheck. TransUnion reports that American credit card uses, the balances increased by an average of 13% from 2021 to 2022. These are all not good things. So we're seeing a slowdown in home sales. We're seeing a slowdown in some things, but what's selling is selling for higher prices, which is why we're seeing inflation going up still. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. I saw this report, speaking of jobs. What are America's best places to work in 2023? So this is an annual ranking that they do, and it's based on employee reviews on Glassdoor, a website where you can give reviews of your own company. And so they looked at the top employers, and they're looking at employers who've got, you know, a significant number of workers and things like this. So based on this information, the number one employment place is a place called Gainsight. I never heard of it, but Gainsight. It wasn't even on the list a year ago, and now it's number one. Number two would be Box, the company Box. Bain and Company comes in number three, and interestingly enough, Bain and Company is in the top three pretty much for the past 4 years, 5 years. Bain and Company, they're the investment firm. McKinney and Company, NVIDIA, MathWorks, BCG, and then coming in down here is Google. So coming in eighth overall would be Google. ServiceNow, In-N-Out Burger. What? Yeah, now interesting enough, In-N-Out Burger was not on the list last year in the top 10, top 15, but they have been in the previous years, like in the top four. Something must have just happened last year where they fell off the list right there. HubSpot is next. Slalom, Microsoft, Adobe rounds out the top right there. So just thought that was kind of interesting based on employee reviews. What are the top places to work for? So very interesting one right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Meta and Apple have previously been on the list, at least the top 100, even within the top 50. But they dropped off completely this year. They're not in the top 100 anymore. And Microsoft was at 13. I mentioned In-N-Out was already there. Salesforce previously, last year, was 10th best company to work for. Now they're down to 75th. And so, you know, a lot of these big companies look at this type of information. They want to know what their employees' experience is, and they react based on that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 throughout our area are checking in clear with no slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect typical afternoon delays. Our slowdowns on 98 in West Pensacola have cleared up tremendously, but still going to see some slow traffic at the scene of the accident. Again, that's 98 in West Pensacola, getting closer to Lillian Highway. An accident has slowdowns in both directions. Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. Leaving Windhaven Beach, expect some slowdowns in the westbound direction on 98. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, yeah, I was actually going to bring that up. I appreciate you texting it in. So I said Bain & Company, surprisingly, has been in the top three best employers to work for, like, for the past 4 years. And a texter texted in and says, well, Bain and Company is Mitt Romney's private equity firm. Just as an FYI. Yeah, I meant to actually bring that up because I was kind of surprised to see that up there. And it can't be that big of a firm for employees. So I thought it was kind of interesting overall to see that part. We got somebody did something very similar, by the way, as it pertains to, instead of best places to work, they just said best fast food. What's the best fast food? And then they looked at all the comments and the people who upvoted things, different restaurants and stuff like that. And so based on this kind of informal survey, what are the best fast food places, they found that Taco Bell ended up coming in one of the tops right there. And so Taco Bell, followed by Wendy's, Culver's, Zaxby's, and the number five is Portillo's, which I think is a Chicago place. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's Chicago area. I'm not very familiar with it. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Ran out the top 10 was In-N-Out Burger, Popeyes, Cookout, never heard of that one at all, A&W, and Bojangles. There you go. Kind of an interesting one. Bobby, here's a text. Hey, Bobby, where did Navy Federal Union come in? Ooh, good question. Let's check out what we got over here. Let me see if they're on the list. Best place to work. I do not see it on the list. I have to look at the spreadsheet and see if I can get it. I'll look at it in the break. All right, coming up here next, we got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 93.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Bobby, you never heard of Cookout? You need to get out to Mobile sometime and try them out. I believe there's one right by University of South Alabama. There is? Oh, all right. I'll check it out next time I'm passing through Mobile. I usually go to Alabama, but not that far. Usually Baldwin County is it. It's like a barrier going into Mobile. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola's Symphony Orchestra, Verdi Requiem. You've been hearing us talk about Verdi Requiem all week long. Well, it's tomorrow night at the Sanger Theater. The orchestra will join forces with four celebrated soloists and more than 120 voices from the Hattiesburg Choral Union. Tickets are on sale now on our website, newsradio923.com. And Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to go provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. Check out more information about Leap for Change on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming a little later, we're going to be giving away a couple of books to the Sun Belt Conference. Books means you're getting a ticket for every game. And so we'll be giving those away here within the next 10 minutes. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Woo, listen to this. See, I never heard of Cookout. Somebody's telling me there's one in Mobile, close to USA. And then here's one that says, isn't Pensacola supposed to be getting a Cookout up on 9 Mile near Target? I didn't even heard of this thing. All right, I'm going to have to check out this Cookout place because it came in the top 15 for best fast food places online. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, I think the last we had heard about it was in April that Cookout was looking to submit plans to the Development Review Committee. Hasn't been any updates since then. But so that's possibly in the works, we'll say that. The trial of Alex Murdaugh is adjourned until Monday morning. Murdaugh admits he lied to police, stole money from clients, and was addicted to drugs, but insists he didn't kill his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. He blamed most of his actions on his drug addiction. The house where four University of Idaho students were murdered will be torn down. The house is located near campus, and the owners gave it to the university, who made the decision. Large numbers of Ukrainian refugees escaping the war with Russia are relocating to the U.S. So many of them are doing so that the Biden administration has more than doubled its initial goal of 100,000. The Department of Homeland Security says that number now sits at more than 271,000. Cocaine Bear is off to a fast start thanks to Thursday previews, projected to make anywhere between $15 and $20 million in the opening weekend and finish second behind Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. That film is projected to make around $35 to $40 million in its second weekend, Bobby.
Yeah, and I don't know, but that to me seems like it's I'm going to wait for DVD or digital download, you know, or streaming or something. Like, it doesn't seem like one I've got to go see in the theater, you know, like, it's just not one of those that, one, I'm not anxious to see. Like, some of them, I may not be Avatar. So Avatar 2 and Ant-Man versus the Wasp, Quantumania, those are theater-type movies.
Yeah.
Lots of visual effects and 3D, and you want to see that. One that's not really, like, 3D, but, like, I still want to go see it is because I'm just anxious to see the movie. This is not like
right.
But like John Wick 3 or 4, whatever.
There's a couple of them. Yeah, I went and saw Ant-Man on Tuesday, and a good run of previews before the movie, I thought. Oppenheimer, I saw the preview for that. You've got Creed, John Wick coming out. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty fun spring and summer here.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to – at first, just starting the 2023, I was like, this does not look like a good year for movies. And then – now I'm starting to see the trailers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, actually, it might be a pretty good year for movies. So, what did you think about Quantumania, by the way?
I gave it, I think, like a 6.5 out of 10. The first hour of the movie felt like I was watching the first hour of Star Wars, the cantina scene. It was just, kind of slow, and it was like, all right, let's pick it up here. And then, you know, once Kang got introduced and the story really got centered around him, I thought it picked up really well. So, you know, one thing that we had talked about, I think Monday it was, or maybe last week, was that there was no real clear direction in what these group of movies were doing.
Yes.
You know, there was so much focused on the multiverse and, you know, all of that. It was just so convoluted. But now that you see Kang and, you know, you kind of see, okay, like, you can kind of see where things may be headed. I mean, not a clear picture, but, you know, ultimately we do see the introduction to him and his character. And so, yeah, I'm excited. But, yeah, it's a 6.5 out of 7. It's solid. I'm not going to go see it again.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't think it's one to see. Like, you're rushing back to see it again, like Avatar. I mean, like Endgame was, or one of those.
Yeah.
You know, Avengers type things, but to me it was a little bit more along the lines of the first, you know, route of MCU movies, not the more recent ones that have been just kind of like, ugh, what is going on? Like, I felt like it returned a little bit to the feeling and stuff of the other movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns or slowdowns on 98 throughout West Pensacola. We're still seeing some slight slowdowns right at the scene of the accident. This is an accident off of Lillian Highway on Highway 98 in West Pensacola, so expect some slowdowns there. But other than that, we're looking good. We have typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 and on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. But 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point are looking good, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Just make sure to call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. It's Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Vince Cole right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, Daily Dad Joke. Stick around. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we got your sports hit, so you want to stick around for that as we give away a pair of tickets to the Sun Belt Conference.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Is a rivalry between two vegetarians still called a beef? or is it just called a vegetable? I don't know. Here's something that sounds like a joke, but it ain't. The FDA is coming out here and saying that soy milk is milk. That's right. All plant-based milk can still be called milk. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house, well, in this market, you need a professional. Somebody who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who's going to help protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Leavenricki Realty, that's who I'd recommend. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign on the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money. She's all about customer service and making sure she keeps you informed of the entire process and gives you tips and pointers to try to get your house sold as well. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Now, Christina will make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. So much so, if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house in all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. So call 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. All right, coming up next Tuesday is the start of the Sun Belt Conference Men's Basketball Championship. It goes Tuesday through March 6th at the Pensacola Bay Center. And we have two books for you. A book is basically has a ticket for every game. So you'll be able to see every single one of the games, or if you want to see all of them or some of them, or you know what, you can do it. You're going to have a pair of them. Just text in the word hoops to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text that in and you could have a chance to win. It's top three stories here. And then we'll get to your sports hit. Stock market today, Dow futures fell ahead of inflation data. China has called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. And a rare Michigan ice storm has knocked out power for 700,000 people. Let's get your sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit is, where'd it go? Okay. You've got the NBA on ESPN tonight at 6:30. Miami Heat take on the Milwaukee Bucks, followed by the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Phoenix Suns. Then NCAA women's basketball right now. Number 7 Maryland is beating number 16 Ohio State by 3 points with 46 seconds left in the first half. On ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, Richmond plays VCU in men's basketball. Also in men's basketball at 6 on FS1. Number 16 Xavier plays Seton Hall. The late games on ESPN2, check this out, at 8 o'clock you can watch University of South Alabama playing University of Louisiana. That'll be at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock. The Florida Panthers host the Buffalo Sabres. And then we've got, where'd it go? XFL. So there was a Thursday night football game for the XFL. St. Louis beat Seattle last night, 20-18. Saturday, there's a matchup between D.C. and Las Vegas, and then Sunday, and that will be on FX channel, 6 o'clock on Saturday on FX will be D.C. against Vegas, and on Sunday on ESPN, San Antonio against Orlando at 3 o'clock, Arlington against Houston at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. So you got some XFL football if you want to get a little football fix for you. Let's get your, we'll give you traffic on the fives, and then we'll come back with your sports news next.
No major slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 are looking good, as well as 29 and 90. And at 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear too. In downtown Pensacola, we do have gallery night going on this Friday night, so expect some roads closed in downtown Pensacola. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, in sports news, the MLS marquee match of opening weekend at the Rose Bowl was postponed due to a winter storm. In the Rose Bowl in L.A. Sheesh. There was, they're actually having blizzard warnings in parts of L.A. County that's closer to the mountains. It's crazy. Russell Wilson, according to a report, he wanted the Seahawks to fire Pete Carroll and hire Sean Payton. Now, Russell Wilson responded and said that's just not true. We know the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, Eric Bieniemy, headed over to the Commanders, and now Matt Nagy has been hired in that role. This is his second time as the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. Jeff Bezos apparently hired an investment firm to consider possible Commanders bid. Ole Miss has fired their men's basketball coach, Kermit Davis. He had a 74-79 record over five seasons. And according to a source, Quinn Snyder and the Hawks are close to coming up with a deal for him to be the new head coach. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. So this week in science, NASA confirmed that a 1,000-pound meteorite broke up over South Texas last Wednesday. One report really tried to dumb it down for us in a weird way. It was the size of a Welsh corgi and as heavy as four baby elephants. That's very weird. In Earth News, a study found that Earth's inner core has its own inner core, a solid ball of iron and nickel that's 400 miles across. And then in Health News, Apple watches could very soon get a new feature that will monitor your blood sugar without having to draw blood. It's been in the works for over a decade, and now Apple engineers think that they're very close. So obviously this could be a huge deal for people with diabetes and Apple's pocketbook. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and we'll hit your top stories on foxnews.com. So stick around for that next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, large numbers of Ukrainian refugees escaping the war with Russia are relocating to the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security says that number now sits at more than 271,000. Many have been sponsored by an American, while others have either not used the Uniting for Ukraine program or they've crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The trial of Alex Murdaugh is adjourned until Monday. Murdaugh admits he lied to police, stole money from clients, and was addicted to drugs, but insists he didn't kill his wife, Maggie, and son Paul, blaming most of his actions on his drug addiction. Spring training games got underway in Arizona today, games getting underway in earnest tomorrow in both Arizona and here in Florida. And the Major League Baseball regular season will start a little over a month from now on March 30th. And a sequel is being published to the 1957 Dr. Seuss book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It'll be called How the Grinch Lost Christmas. It picks up a year after the original story and will show the Grinch trying to win the Whoville Christmas crown by making the best Christmas tree.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I think there's a demand for it. We've seen how many Grinches come out, these different Grinch movies, you know. So I think there's an interest in the story and stuff there. And I think the last one, the animated version, it was a little bit different take, and it had a little bit of a different angle on it. And I think, it did very well, and people love it. So I think there's a demand from the consumers to have some more Grinchness, you know, more Whoville stories. So we'll see how that goes down. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in another minute, we'll get you your next traffic on the fives. Top stories on foxnews.com. is Republicans and Democrats both fear a fallout from Governor Gavin Newsom from California's latest scheme. So what scheme is this? Well, apparently he plans to limit oil companies' profits. So, you know, we talked about this before when we had a couple of I think it was Exxon, and I can't remember the other one. But we had a couple of reports that these two oil companies had massive profits hit their, you know, hit their books this year. And, you know, yet gas prices are outrageous and stuff. And so I was saying, look, it's one of those things where you oftentimes you get one group of people going, oh, the reason why gas prices are high is because of policy. And then another group of people go, no, the reason why gas prices are high is because of oil companies, you know, gouging people and taking excess profits. And I said, the truth is probably somewhere in between. You know, you can't ignore one of them or the other. And so Gavin Newsom stepping in going, I want to limit how much profit oil companies can make. And, yeah, sure enough, both Democrats and Republicans are saying this might create a problem because it could make matters worse for the California consumer. So we'll have to see how that goes down. Other top stories at FoxNews.com is leaked. Well, I want to hit that one after Traffic on the Fives. So let's go ahead and hit Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by ECUA. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. No slowdowns to report on Highway 90, as well as Highway 29 and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Looking good. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. This traffic line number is 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report is brought to you by ECUA. Help ensure ECUA's recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or just download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. And the other top stories on FoxNews.com, top university moves to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion statements. University of North Carolina is trying to go ahead and get rid of this diversity, equity, and inclusion statements and compelled speech from admission, hiring, promotion, and tenure. They're one of the first ones to make this move. It's so interesting because there's been a report in recent years showing the assessment of this diversity, equity, and inclusion process and how much it's actually hurt major universities like Texas A&M and others. So University of North Carolina, the first one to come out and go, yeah, we're getting rid of that. All right, another top story on FoxNews.com. Leaked video of LSU student triggers family outrage. So they leaked a 29-second cell phone recording to a news outlet. And I guess she's in the back seat. She's got slurred speech. And they're talking. And so the family says it's like a – what did she say? Oh, it shows a level of desperation. But she said it's like a knife to see her daughter like this and to have to relive this and everything like that. So one of the things is I was like, you know what? We've talked about this before. Florida has actually passed laws about containing videos of murder situations and shootings and things like that so they don't go out to the public. And we've talked about that before. Like, there's this one video that's going around of this 85-year-old grandmother who was drugged into the water by an alligator and killed her. And I haven't seen the video, and I won't watch it. But at the same time, I'm thinking, what if you're a grandkid? What if you're one of her grandkids, and you're just on social media, minding your business, and somebody posts that video, and that's your grandmother? I'm just like, I don't know if these videos ought to be shared. I don't quite get it. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Well, here's an interesting thing. People have been metal detecting since 1881. Alexander Graham Bell invented a device to find the bullet lodged in President James Garfield. So when President James Garfield was shot, Alexander Graham Bell created a device to find the bullet lodged there, and pretty much that started off metal detecting. Whether you go north, south, east, or west from Los Algodones, Mexico, you wind up in the U.S. That's right. It's on the northeast tip of the Baja Peninsula. So it's north of one corner of Arizona. So no matter which direction you go, you will hit the U.S. Peaches are named after Persia because that's where the Europeans had them for the first time. They were called Malum Persicum in Latin, which translates to Persian apple. It was eventually translated to Peche in French, which became peach. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were called the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles when they debuted in England in the 1980s because ninja had violent connotations. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.